everybody. Bill Buckmaster with you, along with Ed Alexander. Ed and I welcome you to the Buckmaster Show. It is, you know what, St. Patrick's Day. Everybody's a little bit Irish today. Wow, on Facebook, it was like, you'd think this is the biggest holiday that ever happens in the United States. It seems like every post, at least on my Facebook page, had something to do with folks wishing everyone a happy St. Patrick's Day. We certainly will join in that chorus. Hope it's a good day for you. We're going to begin with our continuing Capitol interview series. We'll talk today with State Senator Andrea D'Alessandro, a Democrat representing Arizona's 2nd Legislative District. 20 minutes past the hour, the Tuesday Moneymaker Report with certified financial planner Shelley Fishman, who gives me kind of a thumbs down on the market. But it could have been and was a little bit worse earlier in the day. So he could have given me a double thumbs down about a couple of hours ago. 30 minutes past the hour, our tech report sponsored by Cox Business. Then we'll close out the hour with Jack Chalom. Jack is the nutrition reporter. He will answer your health and wellness questions. The Buckmaster Show live line 790-2040 and our Facebook page is Bill Buckmaster. Let's go to the state capitol now in Phoenix. Andrea D'Alessandro, Senator D'Alessandro, joining us. How are you today, Andrea?
Very, very well, Bill. Happy to be with you.
Do you have green on today?
Actually, I don't. It's not my favorite color, but we're big Chieftains fans, and we love Irish music and celebration.
There you go. High point and low point for you this session.
Well, with the low point has to be the austerity budget that hurts Arizona's future, with cuts to K-12 funding, higher education. The University of Arizona is severely hit, as well as losing total state financing for Pima Community College. Also tied in with that, a lot of the expenses that were borne by the state are shifting to the counties. And we also have some cuts to Medicaid, and that's unfortunate because that has been an economic plus on our economy, just a medical insurance coverage in general. The only raise, increase in revenue has been basically due to the affordable health care. Insurance companies pay in lieu of tax, and that's one of the big growth areas. So a lot of people have gone to the marketplace and have insurance coverage. On the positives, I've had three little things that make me pleased. I had a unanimous resolution to make your 70th birthday count. You know, I represent Green Valley and a lot of seniors, and that's going to be my next birthday. And so I have friends that are celebrating to benefit their favorite charity or school. In fact, yesterday I talked to Marion Lupo, and she is going to be 90 next month. And
really?
Her birthday party, she's asking for contributions for dancing in the street. Her daughter and son-in-law's wonderful ballet troupe of young people in South Tucson. And just yesterday, I assisted Representative Victoria Steele in the Senate to get her House Concurrent Memorial 2003, which urges Congress to increase Customs and Border Protection staff. And we had a little photo opportunity with Secretary of State Michelle Reagan yesterday and had our picture taken with her signing the HCM. And tomorrow, on a more somber note, I join with Representative Randy Fries to honor Colonel Bill Badger, who we lost last week, one of the heroes of our Tucson shooting. I do have some hope that we will be able to do some good things in the Senate going forward, though. One is, I've been working with Marion McClure, who used to be a Republican from Tucson, who used to be my state representative in the old LD30, and we're hoping that we'll have bipartisan opposition to the consumer flex loan, which has terrible rates similar to what we saw with payday loans. And I'm also happy to have the Tucson Metropolitan Chamber and other chambers of commerce speaking out to save Common Core, or as we call it in Arizona, college and career ready standards.
Let me ask you about Common Core. What is the latest on that legislation that would do away with Common Core?
Well, it did pass in the House last week, and it will be heard in the Senate Education Committee on Thursday morning at 9 o'clock, and I suspect it will pass in committee. But I am optimistic that it will fail on the floor.
It would be very interesting if it passed and went to the governor, whether or not he would actually sign it, because I'm not quite sure where he stands. I know he, during the campaign, he was indicating that he would was in favor of Common Core, I believe.
Right. Well, you know, Bill, we've invested, every school district has invested a lot of money on books and retraining. And, you know, I was a math teacher before I was a college professor. And, you know, there's something called Bloom's taxonomy. You know, the Ames test was, often they said it was an inch thick and a mile wide. So people were able to identify things. But what Common Core does, it raises the level of critical thinking to analysis and solution solving. No matter what students do after high school, they need to be able to have more critical thinking skills. So that's why I support it. It's not perfect. And just Friday, I was at a Tucson League of Women Voter meeting, and a university professor, Dr. McCallum, spoke about how he was involved in making the math standards. And I think it's a good thing. Sometimes people are closed to new ideas, and sometimes they get a misconception that it's a federal policy, and it's not. It comes from the states.
Okay, Andrea D'Alessandro with us on the Buckmaster Show. Also want to ask you about that legislation that was moving forward that would pretty much take away all of the Tucson Unified School District's desegregation money, and that's over $60 million. What's the latest on that?
Well, I believe that there's been a compromise. Unfortunately, I just came from caucus, and my computer's down in caucus, so I can't check. But I believe that there was a compromise in the works.
So not to take that money away?
Or maybe to just take some. I'm not certain. You know, I'm not certain of what the latest. There's a lot of wheeling and dealing going on here. The elevators are very busy. The lobbyists are all scurrying around. And I'm sorry. I don't have a better answer for you on that one.
How about clean elections? That was a move to get rid of it.
Yes. Well, you know, I was a strong voice. It did come to Senate Judiciary a couple of weeks ago. And quite frankly, Bill, I would not have run. A lot of minorities and women would not run without clean elections. And I love that I am only beholden to my constituents, and I cannot accept PAC money, you know, from big businesses, and I find that very freeing. And it is a bit of work to get your $305 contributions. And I think in the last election, we saw the reluctance of some candidates not to come forward to debate in public. And at least when you're a clean elections candidate, you are required to. So I think that's really good. And they also are the watchdogs. And I can account for every penny. Now, I was audited for the primary. I can account for every penny I received and every penny I spent. So that level of transparency and accountability is really good. Unfortunately, there's a cynical choice in Senate Concurrent Referral 1001. It's to repeal clean elections and take the money and give it to public education. Well, it's in the $14 to $20 million range. That is a pitiful pittance to give to public education. And I know there was an amendment over in the House to have the money go to the general fund. And currently, the excess that isn't used in clean elections does go to the general fund. I think that it will fail, because people are, voters are wildly supportive of clean elections, especially in this era of dark money. They're, you know, voters are turned off by it, and they really like clean elections. It was their will.
All right, I'm going to have to wrap it up with you here in about a minute. Andrea D'Alessandro, State Senator, when do you think this session will adjourn? Hello? Oh, I think we lost her, but anyway, it is about 12:15 on the Buckmaster Show. Our thanks to Senator Andrea D'Alessandro for giving us an update on the legislative session. Shelley Fishman's going to be coming up, and is that Andrea perhaps calling right back? Check that for me, will you, Ed? If it could be Andrea. I didn't want to. It is. Didn't want to cut her off like that. Okay, Andrea, okay. You back with me?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Okay. I was going to say we have to wrap it up with you, yes. But could you tell me when do you think this session will be over?
Well, Bill, I just left caucus, and we had a 12-page bill caucus. So I think they're really trying for April 2nd, but I'm not in leadership, so I'm not sure. But they are certainly trying to rush things through.
Okay.
So,
I hope you have a great day. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Bill. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Same to you.
Bye-bye.
Andrea D'Alessandro with us on this St. Patrick's Day edition of the Buckmaster Show. We've got Shelley Fishman coming up next with our Tuesday Moneymaker Report. How about it, Ed? A little bit of Irish music to take us out of the segment. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kevin Lehman. Can we just talk? I want to talk to you about cockroaches. Yes, cockroaches. And their buddy, the scorpions. You know, if there's something that drives me up the wall, it's a cockroach. And it's not something people talk about. But we didn't just talk about it, we did something about it. We called Shelby Hawkins at Five Star Termite and Pest Control. Guess what? No more cucarachas.
Five Star Pest Control. We know what bugs you.
See the world under glass at Biosphere 2. Step inside this living laboratory to explore how today's biggest environmental questions are being answered and enjoy the view. Experience the new Ocean Gallery featuring the Return to the Sea of Cortez exhibit. Bigger questions, better answers. The University of Arizona Biosphere 2. Open daily. Visit biosphere2.org for details.
At Perfection Auto Works, we can do everything from a simple tune-up, oil change, air conditioning, engine rebuild, or brakes. We specialize in Porsche, Audi, Volkswagen, Volvo, BMW, and Mercedes. We work on the whole thing, from the tires to the trunk lock. 323-8650, 323-8650. Our free 26-point inspection looks ahead for problems. 323-8650, that's 323-8650.
The Regional Transportation Authority has completed more than 570 projects to date. Our projects range from new roadway lanes to new transit services, plus new sidewalks and bike lanes. The Regional Transportation Authority also funds crosswalks for added pedestrian safety and new signal technology to keep people and goods moving. We're improving safety and regional mobility for you. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
Hey, honey, welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Equine Voices Rescue and Sanctuary works to end the senseless abuse of horses and burros so these noble creatures can live free of pain and suffering. Its ranch in Amato is home to dozens of rescued equines who receive special care as they await new, loving homes. Won't you help? Visit equinevoices.org. Equine Voices, a voice for all equines who cannot speak for themselves.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Wednesday, a newsmaker interview with Pima Community College Chancellor Lee Lambert. Also, we'll talk with the new director of the University of Arizona Cancer Center, Buckmaster, noon to 1 on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice, and always on buckmastershow.com for anywhere in the world, live streaming, podcasts, and show archive.
Shelley Fishman is a certified financial planner professional. The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
What they don't say in that little advisory before Shelley Fishman segment is that he's a very knowledgeable, nice guy, too. So.
Yeah, well, I wrote it. I don't think it would have been appropriate for me to have written that.
No, it would not have been appropriate.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, and I was very happy the market was showing very good movement yesterday to start the week off, but I should have known for some reason when it's your turn on Tuesday. We had a little down.
It's Buckmaster Tuesdays.
Oh, my goodness.
It's new curse.
Oh, my goodness.
We're only down 100 points today. And actually, the NASDAQ looks positive right now. So not so bad a day.
So we were down about 200 earlier. So
we were. We were having a very bad morning.
But this is all about the Fed is meeting today and tomorrow.
Well, you know, Bill, last week, when we had, or was it 2 weeks ago, I'm losing track of time, when we had that big crash for a couple of days because it seemed after the very, very good unemployment numbers and some of the other adjustments that were made to GDP, et cetera, we got this pullback in the market, and the excuse was, well, the Fed is going to use that pullback, or is going to use that good news to accelerate when they start to raise interest rates. This week we get, well, you know, we've got not so good housing numbers, not so good GDP numbers, and so the market's dropping because of bad numbers. So it drops because of good numbers, it drops because of bad numbers. The fact is, it has nothing to do with that. It has to do with program trading and
And then you throw the dollar in there, too. I heard that was also a concern, that the dollar keeps getting stronger and that oil prices keep dropping.
Those are worries for the future, mm-hmm. because a strong dollar hurts our manufacturing sector. It hurts exports. And that can be troublesome. It can also hurt our biggest trading partner, which is Europe.
Shelley Fishman is with us, certified financial planner, Tuesday Moneymaker Report with Shelley. Shelley, as a certified financial planner, you meet with, obviously, you have your clients. So how do you get paid, and how do you set up a fee structure?
Well, that's a great question, Bill, and we don't talk enough about how advisors get paid and what the alternatives are. What we typically see is that clients or prospective clients come into our office and they have some you know, pre-existing condition, if you will, some predetermined ideas about how we can get paid. Now, there are some advisors who only allow themselves to be paid one way. In fact, you know, sometimes you'll see advertisements on television or radio for some advisor houses that say, well, when you make money and we don't charge brokerage fees. And so you scratch your head and say, well, what's going on there? What's going on there is they're charging an annual fee, and it's a percentage of your total portfolio with them. So if your portfolio does well, then they get more money, even though the percentage normally stays the same. That's not an uncommon way for advisors to get paid. Those are called advisory accounts, interestingly enough. And you'll see structures with advisory accounts that can be as high as 2 or 2.5 points and as low as 0.25 point. And the determinants of what those percentages are, number one, what the advisor thinks of himself or herself. Number two, what the traffic can bear. But also, the larger the portfolio, typically, number one, the more knowledgeable the client, and therefore the more willing that client is to kind of negotiate. So when you see portfolios in the $2-4 million range, it's a pretty good guess that they're not paying much more than 0.5 point a year, and sometimes less than that. If you see a portfolio that's in the several $100,000 range, they're probably paying 1.25, 1.5.
And those are fees that are charged at the end of the year, typically.
Or? Well, they're typically charged at the different broker dealers do it a little differently. They're charged either quarterly or monthly, or sometimes they're charged monthly and then withdrawn from the accounts on a quarterly basis. Everybody does it a little bit different. It's not a good idea to let it accumulate for the entire year, because then you don't catch fluctuations, and that could be a big number.
How about yourself?
Well, that's one way I get paid is by charging an advisory fee. Another way I get paid is by charging a brokerage fee. In other words, if a client says, well, you know, I'd rather not pay you on a steady basis because we're not going to have very much activity, you don't have a lot to do, I'll pay you for trades. And then I just get paid when I buy stuff and when I sell stuff. And I'll negotiate what that rate is, or the discount from the standard rate is what I negotiate with that client. And so the client knows that they're not going to get charged for me just sitting there and doing nothing. Another way you can get paid, and I just want to kind of review quickly two more ways.
Okay.
One way you can get paid is hourly.
Really?
That is not uncommon, especially if you're doing a project with a client. If that client is looking to do a financial plan, or if the client may be going through the beginning of a business or exiting a business, and then they charge you charge an hourly fee for the duration of that project, that's not uncommon at all. And the last way is very important, because a lot of people get paid this way and clients don't necessarily know about it, and that's charging where the advisor gets a fee from the manufacturer of a product. So the client doesn't directly pay for that commission, but the insurance company or other manufacturer of the product will pay a commission to the advisor. That commission very often is not seen directly by the client. So the client says, well, I got this great thing, it's scot-free, and not, but that's just not so. The money has to come from somewhere. And so what it's coming from is the earning potential of the product that you've bought. And that is reduced to take account of the fact that a commission has been paid. By the way, that's very common with all mutual funds, or virtually all loaded mutual funds. You pay a sales fee up front, and that sales fee can be very significant, 5%.
So it's best to talk to whenever folks are in the market for a certified financial planner. We hope they'll talk with you, but whoever they talk to, talk about the fee structure.
Absolutely.
Obviously.
Don't be embarrassed to talk about the
there
fee
you
structure.
Go. That's...
It's your money.
Yeah.
So talk about that fee structure and talk about it often. Because sometimes within your contract or discussion or the period during which you have employed an advisor, there will be different fee structures or fee structures may change. So make sure when you're talking to your advisor that you just, as part of the conversation, kind of clarify. Now, this is how you're going to get paid for this, right?
Mm-hmm. There you go. Don't I really have time, Dan? I take your call real quickly, but Dan was concerned about manipulating markets. Dan, are you there? Hey, Dan.
Yes, I give all my grandchildren IRA money for what they earn each year, but at one of my grandson's high schools the other day, one of his teachers, he was talking to him about the IRA, and the teacher told him how bad capitalism was and that the market was manipulated by people like Icahn that would, I guess you'd call it the pump and dump. They'd buy stock and then pump it up, or they'd short stock and then get on the radio and tell people how bad it is. And I thought that was against the law. But apparently, according to his professor or his teacher, that goes on all the time. What do you think?
I think the teacher needs to be brought to the principal's office and given a good spanking. It is fine to talk about what can happen in a market when things go wrong, and things sometimes do. But to generalize about manipulation of a market and to say that, you know, somehow our capitalistic system is corrupt at its core and leave it at that strikes me as maleducation, and somebody ought to be having a good discussion with that teacher.
Sounds like a little conspiracy theory working there.
At least, you know, and it's just... It rubs me the wrong way because kids are impressionable and they shouldn't,
yes.
You know, they shouldn't be getting that stuff.
All right, Ed, we're going to have to wrap it up
with
Shelley.
Thanks for the call.
Yeah, Shelley, thank you very much. Hope you have a great week.
Bill, you too.
Thanks a lot.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is an LPL Financial Planner. Shelley can be reached at 520-940-0884 or at his website, shelleyfishman.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu. The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. The Rug Gallery thanks Tucson for their support over the past 27 years as the place to see fine Persian and top quality imported and antique rugs at competitive, affordable prices. With its huge selection of hand-woven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. The Rug Gallery is located in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell and on the web at ruggalleryaz.com. Also, look for us on Facebook. Call 571-RUGS, that's 571-7847.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting the stories missed by the mainstream media. Our sources bring you regional, national, and international news from a different perspective. Opinion from Emil Franzi, Phil Richardson, and other top national columnists. Plus, Eric Peters with auto reviews, Bob Garver on movies, Rebecca Guthrie on books, a section on Western heritage, and sports coverage, too. It's a cross-section of information found nowhere else. SOAZNewsX.com. Published Mondays and Thursdays. Subscriptions are free at SOAZNewsX.com.
Sunlink Streetcar, Sun Shuttle, Twin Peaks Interchange, Valencia Road, Houghton Road, Saharita Road, McGee Road. Just a few examples of projects funded through the Regional Transportation Authority. Since voter approval of the RTA plan in 2006, the RTA and its member jurisdictions have completed more than 570 projects to make our transportation network safer and less congested. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. Learn more at rtamobility.com. Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
Back to the Buckmaster Show at 12:36 on this St. Patrick's Day. I think that's the Irish Rovers, isn't it, Ed? Yes, it is. The Irish Rovers performing for us, a little bump music. The following segment is presented by Cox Business, serving Southern Arizona businesses through a world-class network providing voice data and internet solutions. Get to know the business side of Cox at coxbusinessaz.com. Joining me now on the Buckmaster Show is Judy McDermott, a spokesperson for the Tucson Conquistadors Classic Senior PGA Champions Tour, which is really now getting underway at the Omni Tucson National Resort. Judy, how are you today?
I'm wonderful, Bill. How are you?
Doing very well. This is the inaugural event for the Champions Tour event in Tucson. You've got a great group of golfers who I expect will be putting on a great show.
They really will. It's very exciting. We have a great field with Fred Couples joining us. I say he's kind of like the Tiger Woods of the Champions Tour, but people even on the regular PGA Tour are happy when Fred Couples plays, so we're absolutely thrilled.
What are some of the highlights we can look forward to, Judy?
All kinds of things. I'll give you an example. Since Cox Business is the sponsor of my segment, I literally just ran back to get on the phone with you. We have our Pro-Am Wednesday and Thursday, and that's a chance where amateur golfers actually get to tee it up with the pros. And that I call it like a golf fantasy camp. And Lisa Lavallo with Cox actually just took up golf probably maybe 4 years ago, and she's playing in the Pro-Am tomorrow, and she actually just walked through and got all her goodies for the gift back and was here and just was going on about how great it's going to be to play with the pros this week. So it's pretty exciting.
What kind of field do you have? How many pros do you have there, Judy?
So what's great about this event is we have 81 pros, and a lot of them are major championship winners, Hall of Famers, and there is no cut with this event. So the 81 players will play in the actual competition Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of solid golf all day. You know, very different than when we had the match play here, where the match play, it was win and go home. And so it's something that's really great because we'll have 3 full days of competitive golf, and then Wednesday and Thursday, tomorrow and Thursday, we actually have the Pro-Am where we'll have groups out there with the amateurs playing with the pros.
What kind of publicity does this bring to Tucson, Judy?
It's pretty massive. We're 3 days on the Golf Channel, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, so it literally is a huge commercial for Southern Arizona and really all of Arizona, quite frankly. And obviously we have wonderful support from Visit Tucson and the Arizona Office of Tourism, because obviously they realize how important golf is to our community and our tourism, and just for the people that live here as well. Obviously it makes us feel proud to keep professional sports in Tucson.
Judy McDermott is with us on the Buckmaster Show. We're talking about an official Champions Tour event in Tucson. Many people were so worried after we lost the match play. This really fills a nice void, doesn't it?
It really does, and it's really nice to have, like I was talking about, a pro-am back and a walkable golf course. It's really wonderful to be back at Omni Tucson National. Obviously, all the greats from Johnny Miller to Arnold Palmer have walked the fairways here at Tucson National, and so it's just wonderful to be back. Our volunteers are excited. We have about 600 volunteers that are ready, willing, and able to volunteer, and obviously the weather looks like it's going to be great, and it's just going to be a great, fun time. We're hoping that our cats, you know, play well on Thursday and continue in the tournament. And we literally, the tournament is almost like a massive sports bar. We have TVs everywhere to watch basketball and get to enjoy the golf.
This is a pretty nice purse, too. The winnings are certainly nothing to sneeze at.
Nothing at all. Nothing at all. That's the players nowadays, you know, they really don't play so much for the money. They're playing more for the win. I heard Bernard Langer quote that, you know, Bernard, you're so good, you could still play on the PGA Tour and win a lot more money. He says, yes, but I like to win. So he plays on the Champions Tour so he actually can pick up the trophy on Sunday.
I want to talk about the Tucson Conquistadors. They do so many wonderful things in our community, and they have a huge financial impact, don't they, on what we can accomplish here in town.
We really do, and a lot of the money we give away pretty silently. You know, if a kid needs $100 to play Little League, if a kid in the school system can't pay the athletic voucher to play after-school sports, we pay that. Obviously, we do a lot of large grants as well with Special Olympics and Boys and Girls Club and obviously our First Tee of Tucson program. But it's for me, it's kind of the little things that really, it's the little guys, little wrestlers, you know, that need money to go to a tournament and buy a uniform. That's the kind of stuff we do that really is different and makes an impact on a lot of kids.
The Conquistadors really began back in 1962. There's a wonderful history there, and the economic impact is over $25 million annually to the metropolitan Tucson community. Judy, how did you get involved with the Conquistadors?
Oh, my, it's a long story.
give us the short version.
Exactly. I was recruited here from California. Actually, I was running LPGA tournaments in California, and Diana Medeiros, the artist, used to be in the sports marketing business, and she introduced me to the Tucson Conquistadors, and so in 1992, they got me to move here from Los Angeles, and I thought I'd be a few years here, and I got to tell you, I fell in love with the community. I fell in love with what we do with our charities, and the mix of, I played golf at UCLA, so I was a golfer, and the mix of putting on a professional golf tournament and then giving the money away just kept me away from L.A., and now I'm a Tucsonan.
You have some wonderful sponsors. Cox Business is very good to the Conquistadors.
They are. They're a wonderful, wonderful sponsor for us, and they really realize the impact of what sponsorship does for this community. You know, we need sponsorship to keep professional sports here, but the best part is we then give money back to the kids.
So now, if folks want to come out, give us the nuts and bolts about how do they come out, where do they go, and how do they see the pros? What's the best
way? Right.
Okay.
It's really, really easy. If you don't have a ticket, you can go to conquistadorsclassic.com, and you can order a ticket for Friday, Saturday, Sunday. If you don't have a ticket, you even can just come to the gate and buy one. We have free parking and shuttles for the general public parking. We're at Ina and Thornydale, right behind the Target on Erie Drive, and they'll be free. We have motor coaches bringing you up. It's just about a four-minute bus ride, and it literally drops you off right at the top of the entrance gate. And you can see the 18th green right from where you're dropped off. And that's the nice thing about Omni Tucson National. All the golf holes are very close, so you really see a lot of golf without much walking, quite frankly.
Tucson National and the Omni Tucson National Resort has a great history, too, in town, doesn't it?
They really do. We've had lots of professional golf tournaments here over the years, and the neat thing is we're bringing back our helmet trophy. It's been gone for 8 years, and in 2006, Kirk Triplett won the tournament here at Omni, and he donned the helmet, and we're looking forward to seeing who our new champion will be.
All right. How does the course look? Good, I assume. Very good.
Yeah, awesome. And the players are just raving about it. Mike Petty, who's the director of agronomy here, just does a dynamite job, and we knew we wanted to come back here for one reason, that Mike Petty's here as well, because the Omni Tucson National, the course is just in perfect shape.
Judy McDermott, thank you so much. And again, I want to give out that email or the website, conquistadorsclassic.com. That'll get folks there, right?
That'll get folks there, or like I say, you can just park over there in the parking lot and come on up.
Judy, thank you so much for sharing the information about the tournament. It's going to be a great week. The weather is going to cooperate. It's going to cool down a little bit, so it's going to be perfect.
It's going to be awesome, and happy St. Patrick's Day.
Same to you, Judy. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much.
Get to know the business side of Cox at coxbusinessaz.com. Cox Business really providing a world-class network through voice data and internet solutions. Coming up on 12:44 on this St. Patrick's Day, 2015, I'm Bill Buckmaster. We'll be right back on the Buckmaster Show.
That Goodwill of Southern Arizona spends 90 cents of every dollar supporting 5 youth programs, 5 adult programs, and over 500 full-time jobs? When you donate and shop with Goodwill, you strengthen our community by empowering children, adults, and people with barriers to employment. Friendly employees are ready to assist you with your donations at over 40 locations across Southern Arizona. Drop-off locations and more information are available at goodwillsouthernaz.org.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Hey, honey, welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word compare to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident, and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
Hi, wouldn't you like a voice like mine talking about your business? Saying things like, thank you for calling, or press 1 for hours and directions. Well, it can. Cox Business offers Voice Manager, allowing you to get a professional voice to record your voicemail greeting. And with my voice, you'll need to warn whoever manages your lead gen data, because your customer base is about to expand. If you don't like my voice...
There's always mine.
Thank you for calling. All our customers are important to us.
How do you like that?
I think mine might be more appropriate.
You don't know that.
I can do fancy accents.
As good as this.
Make a great impression before you answer the phone. Cox Business Internet and Voice Manager is only $84 a month for the first 6 months with a 3-year agreement. Plus, get a $150 Visa prepaid card after online redemption. Bundle and save today. Visit coxbusiness.com. Ends 5/3/15. Includes Cox Business Internet 10 and Voice Manager Essential. Excludes taxes and fees. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. Actual speeds vary. Other restrictions apply.
Bottom rich town and the county down one more.
From a bar in green came a sweet Carmina. She smiled.
Sounds like a little Lorena McKennick on doing our St. Patrick's Day bump music here on the Buckmaster Show. Looking for a great weekend getaway, please consider the arts and recreation-oriented historic community of Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico, just 3 hours east of Tucson. So much to do, like exploring the world-famous Cliff Dwellings National Monument, and there is no shortage of great places to stay, like Bear Creek Cabins, Manzano's RV Park, and Little Toad Creek Inn. Check out Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico at southwestnewmexico.org. Well, two simple things can significantly reduce your cardiovascular risk. What are they? We'll find out as we welcome now to the Buckmaster Show the nutrition reporter Jack Chalom, editor of the monthly Nutrition Reporter newsletter and monthly nutrition contributor to the Buckmaster Show. Jack, how are you?
I'm doing great, Bill. How are you today?
Doing very well. Tell me, what are the two things? I'm very curious.
Well, number one is a combination multivitamin, multi-mineral supplement. The other is blueberries. Mm. And these were two separate studies. The first one that focused on multivitamins, they did not find the same benefit. Interestingly enough, from just a multivitamin. The benefit was with the combination of a multivitamin, multimineral, which would include a little bit of calcium and magnesium and zinc and things of that sort. And people who took that type of supplement for 3 or more years had a 35% lower risk of death from a heart attack.
So what type of blueberries are we talking about? Do they have to be fresh blueberries? Or?
Well, this study used freeze-dried blueberries because it was actually easier to match that with a look-alike placebo. And but the researchers said the amount of blueberries used in the study were the equivalent of 1 cup of fresh blueberries a day, which really isn't a lot. And so their point was this is an amount that's easy for people to consume.
And it's I'm gone back to doing the oatmeal, certainly in honor of St. Patrick's Day, the steel cut oats. And so just put a cup of the fresh blueberries, which are certainly available at the markets. That'll give you a little extra significant pack there.
Yeah, you could certainly add some to oatmeal or cereal. I mean, adding a full cup of blueberries to a bowl of cereal would be quite a bit. But I think, you know, you can spread it out over the day. You could have some as a snack with lunch or after dinner. Bottom line, it's easy to consume those blueberries. And the benefit of that particular study was a significant drop in blood pressure, which is one of the major risk factors for having a heart attack.
Jack Chalom is with us, 790-2040, 790-2040 for wellness and health concerns. Jack would be more than happy to talk with you. He is a very popular personal nutrition coach. He's one of America's most trusted health writers. He's a member of the American Society for Nutrition and best-selling author. More than 20 books, including The Inflammation Syndrome. His latest book is called No More Fatigue. I was noticing in the current issue of the Nutrition Reporter something that folks who have suffered from irritable bowel syndrome, and there are a lot of people that do, the word is probiotics will help you, and I guess there's some new information, new studies that give more credence to that.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's interesting from a medical standpoint that a lot of doctors don't really consider, you know, what's the lower bowel or the intestine interacting with. It's interacting with whatever you put in your mouth. And so, you know, you've got this whole environment down there. And what the researchers in this study did was give patients a combination of probiotics, the sort of thing you could get at just about any natural food store in town, with lactobacillus and bifidobacterium species. I think there were four species in this particular product. And it led to a significant improvement in irritable bowel symptoms. There were some other changes in terms of how the bacteria in the intestine shifted, and it seemed like the real problematic species really went way down after people started taking these good bacteria.
Let's go now to the Buckmaster Show live line. Kay is with us. She has a nutrition question. She's come to the right place.
Yes.
Go ahead, Kay.
Thank you. I was really glad to hear about blueberries, but now what about cooking blueberries like in a berry crisp or something? Does that have the same nutritional value or not?
Well, when you cook the blueberries, some of the nutrients like vitamin C will deteriorate. Others, there's another group of antioxidants called flavonoids. Those will be a little more resistant to the heat in cooking. So it's a little bit of a mixed bag, and typically fresh is always better.
Yeah, sure. Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much, Kay, for your question about blueberries. Vitamin D supplements could help give you a little bit of a boost if you're feeling fatigued. And Jack, you've written about fatigue because your latest book is called No More Fatigue.
Yeah, and this is an interesting study that was done at a hospital in New Jersey. And the researchers looked at vitamin D levels and fatigue in 174 patients. And there was a very strong correlation between low vitamin D and increases in fatigue. The patients were treated with high doses of vitamin D for 5 weeks. And by the end of the study, almost all of the patients had normal levels of vitamin D, and their energy levels went up. Emotionally, they were feeling better. Their mental health was a bit better. I think the researchers used the term vigor, and that also improved.
Jack Challen with us, 790-2040 for questions for Jack. Many people have varicose veins and what they call spider veins. This is it's pretty common, I guess, after pregnancy. You write about in the Nutrition Reporter, yeah, I believe it's called pycnogenal?
That's correct, Bill. This is a proprietary extract from French maritime pine bark. You can get it in town, natural grocers, Trader Joe's, you know, other places. And what the researchers did was give women 50 milligrams of pycnogenal twice daily, or these compression stockings, which are also used to prevent varicose veins and spider veins after pregnancy. Bottom line, the pycnogenal worked far better than the compression stockings.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. And that is readily available. And does it come in different supplements, or is that pretty much a standardized 100 milligram for that one?
It's a standalone. You'll find the dosages ranging from 25 to probably 100 milligrams per capsule. And again, this specific study used 50 milligrams twice a day. The twice a day is kind of important because if you take it in the morning and evening, you'll maintain more stable blood levels.
All right. I want to also mention I saw turmeric, one of my favorite supplements, and it shows here that recent research says that turmeric improves memory.
Yeah, isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
You know, turmeric is a very powerful anti-inflammatory. And there's a growing feeling that a big part of the whole Alzheimer's problem, which, of course, is a major deterioration in memory, is because of inflammation in the brain. And there have been other studies showing that taking or eating turmeric, which is found in Southeast Asian cuisine, can lower the risk of Alzheimer's. This study, which was done on seniors, found better short-term memory after taking turmeric. And again, it's also available in capsule form at most natural food stores around town.
All right, Jack, we're going to have to wrap it up with you. Where can people find out about you and the work you do at the Nutrition Reporter?
That's easy, nutritionreporter.com.
All right, Jack, thank you very much. We will look for your Nutrition Reporter monthly reports, and we also enjoy having you here on the program. Thank you very much, Jack Chalom.
Thank you, Bill. See you next month.
All right, Jack Chalom with us on the Buckmaster Show. Do a big shout out, and gladly so, to Mike Emery. Mike's a terrific mechanic, and he's got a team of like-minded people who do a great job. Perfection Auto Works. They have a great operation. I strongly recommend this locally owned Tucson business for all of your automotive needs, whether it be domestic or foreign. Midtown location, one block south of Speedway, 1046 North Beverly, 323-8650. Find them at perfectionautoworks.com. This afternoon, 4 Tucson at 4 with Mike Shaw. Then Wake Up Tucson, Chris and Joe from 6 to 8. The Daily Double with Christy Simone from 8 to 9. Ed Alexander will be producing those shows, and he'll be back with me for our midweek edition of Buckmaster 1204 tomorrow. Till then, have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7. AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.